Thanks for calling the South Dixie Highway Home Depot. This call may be recorded. Tell me how I can help. You can say things like check product availability, or what's my order status?
Appliance expediter.
I'll connect you with someone in appliances who can help.
Thank you for calling. Please wait while we transfer your call to the next available representative.
Hi, how may I help you, Home Depot?
Hi, my name is Michelle and I'm calling from XP Logistics. Regarding a Home Depot installation scheduled for our customers for today. I was calling to speak with the appliance expediter.
Okay, give me one moment, please.
Okay.
The Home Depot, how doers get more done. While supplies last, use as directed.
Hi, thank you for calling Pinecrest Home Depot. How can I help you, ma'am?
Yes, I was trying to speak with the appliance expediter.
And that's about your order?
I'm calling from XP Logistics regarding a customer installation scheduled for today. The tech is requesting a trip charge due to he was not able to install the double wall oven due to it's the wrong size.
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am.
At the Home Depot, we're smart about safety. The Home Depot is committed to the safety of its customers, associates, and vendors. If you have any safety concerns, please ask a member of management for assistance. Your home may be seeing more use than ever before. Make sure your floors can handle it. Upgrade to durable, dependable, life-proof bamboo. It's waterproof, scratch-resistant, and perfect for high-traffic areas. Plus, it's easy to install yourself, and it's starting at just $299 a square foot, making things easy on your budget, too. Visit the flooring showroom today, or find life-proof bamboo flooring online and in the Home Depot app. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. At the Home Depot, we're all about the next generation. The next generation of...
Hold on, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Appliances, please hold.
Okay.
Additional motorized devices are also a no-no. Please help us keep your little helpers safe. At the Home Depot, we're doing our part to keep our customers and associates safe. All customers must wear face coverings while in our store. When we all do our part, we can keep each other protected and slow the spread of COVID-19. Thank you. Did you know if your home was built before 1978, there's a chance it has lead-based paint? The Home Depot wants to keep you safe. So if you think you're working on a project that involves lead-based paints, take care. Visit the EPA's website for more information. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. The Home Depot is committed to the safety of its customers and associates. Help us protect each other by practicing social distancing while shopping. Stay at least 6 feet apart from others. Clean your hands often. And when you cough or sneeze, cover your nose and mouth with a tissue or use the inside of your elbow. Thank you. The first step in any home improvement project is loading smart. The Home Depot is committed to your safety, including the safe transportation of your purchase. If you need help loading and securing your merchandise in or on your vehicle or trailer, please feel free to ask an associate for help. You love your home, but pests do too. Get the protection you need from Raid and the Home Depot. Raid acts fast, so you can get rid of ants and roaches or spray wasps and hornets from a safe distance. You can pick up a bottle of Raid ant and roach, flying insect, or wasp and hornet killer right now in the store. Or order Raid online from the Home Depot app and we'll deliver it to you. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. While supplies last, use as directed.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to reach the appliance expediter.
We don't have an appliance expediter, but this is an appliance associate.
I'm calling regarding a Home Depot installation schedule for a customer, but the tech was not able to install the item due to it did not fit.
What's the item?
It's a double wall oven.
Well, what's the name on the order?
The name on the order is... L-O-U-R.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now. But at the bottom of the measurements, it said that the unit would fit.
Okay, I don't have access to that.
I have the measure printed in my hand right here. It said a model selected. It has the model number. Will fit, and it said it needs one cut for the height, and it needs to move the J-box.
Okay, I don't have access to this information. This is just the installation itself.
Mm-hmm.
The tech did state that it's the wrong size. It's a 30-inch, but the customer needs a 27-inch.
Okay, so why would the tech tell us that the one that the customer ordered would fit?
I'm not sure if that's the same tech that actually did the measurement.
So that's on XBO. So what they have to do now is do a chargeback, take that unit they sell, and refund the customer, and then we reorder the right one for the customer. Because I have the model number here. I have the one that the customer ordered. I have the measurements in my hand, and it stated that the unit will fit.
And what is your name, ma'am?
LaTanya. I'm the one that helped the customer.
And you stated that a chargeback needs to be done?
Yeah, a chargeback will have to be done through XPO. I'll have to get with my manager. We went through this before with XPO already. On another situation, they said the customer needed this, and it would fit, and it didn't fit, and we had to go through the process all over again.
Okay, I'll go ahead
and you're calling from?
I'm calling from XPO.
Oh, okay, because I have a measurement right here, measure proposal for Lourdes Idris. I have the PO for the measure, if you want to pull it up. And if you look at the very bottom, it says that the measurement or the unit that a customer purchased will fit.
And the unit is 27 inches or 30 inches?
It's the same model number that the customer purchased, FFBT3026TS. And that's the same model they got wrote at the bottom of the measure that they say will fit.
Does it tell the size, ma'am?
No, it doesn't, but it's the exact model. And we always gave them the model, and they gave us whether it fits or not.
Okay, thank you for your time. I'll go ahead and let the tech know.
Mm-hmm.